The local splash?
Yeah.
Oh, good question. Yeah. So we can show you who we are and that we're a legitimate Google channel partner. And you could even type in the box, is local splash a Google channel or a Google partner? And it'll tell you all about us. And, okay, I've got Chris to apply that rate.
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you, Tara.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think, Brian, you wanted to know who we are, right, I believe?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So you receive text messages on the cell phone, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I just sent you a quick text message that's our Google partnership, right? So in a nutshell, what Google does is they reach out to bigger companies like Apple, Samsung, Sony, right, Coca-Cola, because those guys are spending millions of dollars on advertisement, right? So what they do is they partner up with Google partners like us, right? We've been a business for 20 years, and we've been a partner with them for 10 years. So what we're doing is we're helping those small to medium-sized businesses with their platform for the most part, right? So if you open up that partnership badge, it takes you directly to Google's website. It'll say Local Splash is a partner. So that's who we are. As far as what we do, you know, I see that you do have a Google Business profile. One of the things I do see is you have, I don't know if you had a different company before. I see BB Exterior Homes, right? And you possibly changed the name.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I see something on Facebook as BV Exterior Homes, right? With the same number.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Gotcha.
I knew you heard of that.
Okay, good. Well, I mean, good, but I'm saying. I could do a deep dive on what you have online. I see your Google Business profile, and then obviously it's BV Landscapes LLC, and then the other one showing up on your Facebook. So what we do in a nutshell, right, just to kind of give you an idea of how this would work, is, yes, there's tons of companies on Google, and you do have a Google Business profile. You have a beautiful website, which is everything's good. Here's two issues that I see already, just, you know, if you don't mind me sharing some feedback. Okay.
Definitely.
So number one, one of the things I highly recommend is I don't know how long ago you created your Google Business profile, but one of the things I highly would recommend is reviews. So one of the things that's not helping you rank on Google, and, you know, because right now I try to look for your business, you're not even ranking on the second, third, or fourth pages.
Well,
so,
I think it just got verified either yesterday morning or the day before.
Perfect.
Like, it just kind of...
I figured.
I just haven't had time to...
So, yeah. So, what we would do is we would, you know, optimize it, and that's the most important thing. So, the way that I kind of see it, Brian, is, you know, having a website and having a Google Business profile, it's all good, but it's kind of like a billboard in the middle of the desert. You know what I mean? And why do I say this is because if people are typing lawn care in Tallahassee or any of the services that you offer, and you're not able to showcase your website or your even pictures that you have on your profile and so forth, you know, people are not able to see, you're not able to see you, right? And that's the issue. So, you know, your website's pretty awesome.
Definitely.
I mean, yeah, they can contact you, but if you're not coming up as a top recommended option, that's where you're missing opportunities.
So, okay, but my question is, I've heard that
sure.
It's like, what I need to get, I just started this business like a month ago, but yeah, I'm planning to do the ads and really like get my business out there online. Sorry for the cheapo. But, what you're talking about sounds a lot like the sponsored, the people who show up that under sponsored, which is Google sponsored. It's not like something, is what you're talking about something different?
Great question. So there's two sections of Google, right? And one of them you pointed out just now, which is the sponsored. That is called Google Verified, okay? And the other section is the map section with the little red dot where the businesses are located and you can get directions. So those two sections we operate, okay? So it just depends on what your budget is. If you want to get in the sponsored section, that's the newest program that Google has. So it's not a pay-per-click. Before it was Google Ads. Were you familiar with that terminology, Google advertisements, right?
Yeah, I thought that was still going on too, right?
It's kind of fading away, and here's why. Google's focusing more on a lead generation type service, right? And here's why. You know, the Google ads are pay per click. So if I'm there and I'm a competitor, Brian, I could click on BV Landscaping LLC on your ad, and there goes $10 a click. Make sense? So what, exactly. So there goes, you know, $10 a click. Your minimum budget for that is $300 and your ad spend's over if I just sit there and click on it. There's no controlling who clicks on it, right? Now, with Google Verified, just to kind of give you an idea, is Google sends you qualified leads. So that's a completely new program that Google has started about 2 years ago. So what they're doing is they're focusing more on leads, but those are qualified vetted leads through Google. Make sense? So Google saw companies like Home Advisor, Angie's, and Thumbtack, and so forth. These are lead companies that are going through Google. They're purchasing a listing on Google, and then they're selling leads to you and your competitors. And what's happening is sometimes the leads are not quality. You know, there's a lot of scams and people calling you that are not really a good qualified lead. So what Google
does, I'm kind of hesitant with this.
With Google or with
with you guys, but if you guys are partners with Google, I mean, I just don't, I'm new to this, so I'm just not trying to waste my battery. I'm trying to get it.
No, of course not. I mean, look,
anyway,
here's the thing.
Keep going.
Yeah, no, I want to just address that real quick. I mean, just so we're both on the same page. So Google will never call you, right? I don't want to sound rude, but can I just be straightforward with you? Right. So Google's going to call the big companies, right? They're not going to waste their time calling the small to medium businesses. But obviously they understand there's a market of profitability out there. So they have companies like us that partner up with them and, you know, they reach, you know, we reach them, right? You know, so, Right.
Nice.
So, so that's what we do. And you know, that's something that we help small to medium-sized businesses get on there, right? So that's something that we help out. So with that being said, what we do is we do have two sections of Google, which is the paper lead service, and then the other one is the Google Verified, which is the Google Guaranteed, okay? But you do have to have a license and insurance in order to qualify for that. Do you currently have that or no? Are you licensed and insured?
Not yet. I was going to wait until it gets a little bit warmer because it's kind of really expensive to do my truck and the – but, yeah, I was going to wait until it gets warmer and I get more lawn care.
No worries.
Yeah.
So the sponsor section, you can always upgrade at any moment, okay, because Google does three things to qualify for that program. They do require a background check to make sure you have anything crazy on, you know, in your background, like you know, murder or armed robbery, right? Things of that nature.
Yeah.
And then they do require a license and insurance. If you currently don't have that, that's not an issue. You can always upgrade to the sponsored section. For the Google, for just to have your Google managed on the first page in the map section, because let me ask you a question here, Brian. When you're looking for a restaurant, when you're looking for a mechanic, or you're looking for a hotel, where do you search, like, yourself primarily?
Google.
Right. But which section? That's my question, to be more specific.
The map section and the sponsor section.
Okay, cool. Perfect. All right, both, right? So, you know, let's say right now you don't qualify for the sponsor section, you can get on the map section. So right now, just if you were to do the search right now for Lawn Care Tallahassee, you got companies like Cut and Up Lawn Care, you got Tally Edges Lawn Care LLC, Sergeant Smith, Augusta Lawn Care, Yards and More, The Lawn Johns. That's funny. Have you heard any of those companies?
Yeah, I don't see any up there.
In the map section or in
the map section? I do see me, but you have to zoom in to it.
Right. So you see what I mean? That's the thing. It's having you be found when people are typing in those keywords, you know, and having your profile come up as a top recommended option. Because out of those, you know, those companies, people do, you know, they do a couple things, right? They look at reviews, they look at your website, they look at a little bit more about your business, and then that's how you're going to get those calls coming in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So what we also do is we do a couple things to your platform. We also put you on Facebook marketing. And then we also put you on Apple Maps because, you know, that's also tied in with Google. And then we put you on the voice-activated searches like Amazon Alexa and Google Home, okay? So that's what we do pretty much in a nutshell. So if you're looking for those clients to call you directly and, you know, you for you to be ranking on that first page, you 100% have to get your profile optimized, right? And then once again, one of the things I also highly recommend is for you to get reviews. And we provide you with a review generating tool. So basically, it's a message you can send to your clients. And the cool thing here, just to put you a little secret here, it doesn't necessarily have to be clients. It could be just, you know, past clients or your friends and family you've done small jobs for, you know. Google's not going to be in, not going to get a little magnifying glass and, and look through every review just to make sure it's your clients. But that's also going to help you with ranking. So as far as the price, for something like this to get you started, there's a setup fee to get you the programming done. And it's a monthly fee of $299. So you're looking at $398 to start, $299 every month after that, and that would be a flat rate. There, we don't charge you per lead, per phone call, any of that. Now, if later down the road, go ahead.
So to pay that, that will get me access to be on the first page, but it's absolutely not per lead, it's a flat rate. Okay,
that's a flat rate. Yes, if you were to upgrade to the sponsored section per lead. Just so you know, I'm going to Google's back office. Guess how much a lead is for your industry?
How much? Per click, you mean?
No, per lead. Like, this is a qualified lead waiting to do business with you. Like, it's 20 bucks.
How much?
With 20 bucks, which is not bad at all.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Well, actually, it ranges.
Okay.
It ranges. It's anywhere from 13 to 20 bucks. So that's, like, really good. So once you get your license and insurance, you can get in that sponsor section, and that, oh my goodness, I mean, that's the best program. I've been here for 7 years, Brian. So Google Ads, but ever since we started the Google Verify, the Google Leads program, it's the best thing I've seen, because you got companies out there that sell leads, but they're not quality leads. You're using like a third-party vendor. So with this, Google's
now,
100%. So if a lead's not qualified, or someone is calling you for something you don't do or outside of your area, you get that you get credited back for that lead. So that's great, you know.
I got a question. So
sure,
I definitely do want to do this. I'd want to get sponsored and I want to get on the map. But right now, I need to work on the reviews. I want to work on the profile picture and, like, making it look good. And then once it gets a little, maybe, like, February, early February, once I can start getting lawns and stuff, then I'm going to go full out on online. So is it possible that I could call you guys back then? Or
yeah, so let me explain how this works, right? So when it comes to people ranking on the first page, there's got to be an availability for programming. Let me give you an example, okay? There's a company that just got on Google. They're not going to last very long. You got Tallahassee Lawn Care Incorporated, okay? So these guys, they're at a 4.3 stars, and they only have 3 reviews. So if they don't get more stars than that, and it's kind of going below the 4 stars, they're going to get booted to the second page. Another company that if they don't have a website, they're going to get booted out. It's called Bennett Lawn Care Professionals, okay? And then
what page am I on? Can you look? Oh, it doesn't. Never mind.
Yeah, you're not on there. and then the last company here, that just so you know, and it's called Tallahassee Prime Lawn Care. Those guys are at a 4.2, so they got to be careful. If they reach below the 4 stars, they get booted out. So what helps you and your ranking and is that you have a website already and you have your profile. The only thing, once again, for programming, it's not necessary, but for you to keep ranking up that in that first page, you're going to need those reviews. So the problem is having the availability and having the programming there. And once again, those companies are going to get booted out, and we're going to be able to outrank them very, very quickly. So, you know, another thing I wanted to mention is it's not like we flip a switch and, you know, we're going to get you inundated with phone calls. It does take, you know, 1 or 2 weeks of programming to get you ranking. And that way when you have those reviews as we're getting that programming, you're in a better spot for next year, right? So what I can do for you to save you money and to, you know, see if this is something you want to move forward with is I can possibly talk to my supervisor about completely waiving your setup fee of the $299. And here's why I can possibly do that for you. You have your website, so we don't have to build one for you. And you already submitted your Google Business Profile, which is good. So usually that takes time for programming and to get done. Since you have that in place, I can ask my supervisor to waive your setup fee. And that would get you in the door at $299. So you're looking at $10 per day, you know, if you're divided in 30, right, to get your company ranking. So you can see those results. And once again, it's not only your Google Business profile that we're doing, it's also getting your other platforms. So we're going to put you on Facebook. So Facebook retargeting ads, we'll put you on Apple Maps, Bing, and then all the other voice-activated searches as well.
So, hi.
Yeah.
Wait, how do you put me on Facebook? Like, what do you mean by put me on Facebook?
Great question. So the first thing we would do is we would create a Facebook business profile for this business. Because, once again, I see that you have a Facebook business page for the other business, right? So that's what we would do is create a Facebook business page for this. And what we would do is we would run retargeting ads.
I've got a Facebook page for it.
For the new one?
For the landscaping, yeah.
Give me 1 second. Okay. I see the one for the V exterior homes. So what we would have to do is get rid of that one. Right? Because that's tied up to your phone number. So I see both of them coming up. Makes sense? But, you know, it's confusing for people.
Do you see my landscape enough?
I do if I do a deep search on it. I don't if I just plug in your
number. Okay.
So what we would have to do is get rid of the BV exterior homes and then just make sure we hyper-focus on the new one, which is the BV Landscaping LLC or Landscapes LLC. So the way that the Facebook works, have you ever done a search on Google or even like on Amazon? And then all of a sudden, whatever you were searching for comes up on your Facebook feed, like an ad of whatever you were looking at.
Yeah.
Right. It's kind of scary, right? Like sometimes you feel like they're listening to you, right?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So those are called retargeting ads. So what we do is we're Meta and Facebook partners. Well, Meta and Facebook is the same thing, and Google partners, and we're also Yelp partners. So, you know, we're kind of a full stop shop marketing kind of firm. And what we do is we tag the retargeting ads from Google to Facebook. So let's say they were looking for lawn care, landscaping, or whatever the case may be in your area. It retargets an ad to come up on their Facebook feed. So that's pretty cool. So the more that they see your company.
So you have to make me ads as well.
Of course. That's all included within this price point of the $299, if I can get that.
Well, I don't got to worry about making Facebook ads or anything.
Oh, absolutely not. No, we manage everything. When it comes to your online marketing, we manage everything. The only thing we don't do, I want to be 100% transparent, we don't do any TikTok or Instagram. That's more for, like, influencers. Like, no one's going to look for a landscaper
right. In
that platform. But Facebook, you know, you got more of an older crowd, people that actually own homes, you know, that use Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It's a better demographic when it comes to that platform. So, you know, yeah, but we would run ads for your business. We would post as far as other platforms as well. And then the most importantly is get you found on that first page of Google so people can see your business, right? So if I'm able to waive that setup fee and just get you in at that $299, I mean, is that something that you're willing to move forward and give us a shot to see how we can get those business coming in?
Yeah, but I got 2 questions.
Sure. Talk to me.
Oh, shit, what was the first question? Hold on. so
you're funny.
How do I know that my ads are actually up and running? Is there like something I can log into also?
Absolutely. Yeah, so if you go to your phone right now, and I don't know if you have an iPhone or Android, you can actually look for our app. We're one of the very few companies that spend thousands of dollars on our own marketing and on our own app. So if you were to type
in
Local Splash, if you look for it on your iPhone or Android right now, and it's going to be an app that we have that gives you tracking for everything. So you can go on there, and then when you look at the app, just so you know, it's a orange L and a blue S.
Yep, I got it. That's it.
Okay, so you can download it, and you're going to be able to track everything that goes on with your campaign. You know, even the phone calls are recorded, which is cool. Meaning, if you spoke to a client, you don't remember the address or you don't remember what the pricing or what a quote you gave them, you can go back in there and listen to that call. It's so cool. It's like a mini CRM for your business. Yeah. So you're able to receive text messages, phone calls through there. You can see your pipeline. You can see what leads are coming through Facebook, what leads are coming through Google, what leads are coming through other platforms. So, we do this because at the end of the day, we want this to be a success for you. Like, we don't want you to stick with us for only 1 month. We want to make sure this is actually a marketing, platform that's going to help
you. So after that.
Yeah.
So after that, if I get set up with you guys, when I get set up with you guys, everything else I don't got to worry about except for the Google sponsored. You guys don't post for me on Facebook. I mean, I'd have to post and.
Yeah, you would have to, would have to post, but as far as the ads, we would always have different ads running for you as well, for sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Real quick, would I need to send you guys pictures for the ads, of what I'd want the ads? Like, how does that work? Do you guys just do it?
No, that's a great question. So at the end of the day, it's your company, and we want to make sure we give it a personalized touch. We're not going to post something that's not at your liking. So, what we do, is we ask information about your company right now, just basic information to make sure we get you lined up with one of our Google techs. And then what we do is we do an onboarding call, okay? During this onboarding call, it's going to be a technician, and what they're going to do is they're going to ask you questions about the business and so forth. If you want to showcase pictures of work you've done before and after, because I see that you got a couple things on your website, but one of the things I always like to get feedback, but I don't know if people are open. One of the things I suggest
is... No, I'm open.
You open, okay, great. I just want to just kind of throw it out there. But a lot of people get super upset. I'm like, okay, well, this is what I see as I've been doing this for a while. But, having pictures
that's
of work
awesome.
You've done on your Google Business profile and other platforms and even on your website. So one thing I would highly recommend is having those pictures on not only on your profile, but you update them on your website and then on your ads as well. So people always love watching the before and after pictures, and that's going to intrigue people more. Make sense? So that's something that we would do for you. And the cool thing is if you're a very hands-on person, you can do that from the app or even from a computer. We have a dashboard. So there's two ways to go about your own campaign. You can do it through the dashboard on a computer or the application on your mobile phone, right? We do all that for you to give it a personalized touch. So it's not like we're going to just say, hey, we just came up with this. We're actually going to get you lined up with the technician to do that as well. And you can always call in to upgrade.
I'll always be able to talk to somebody about what I want the ads to be and stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Stuff like that.
Absolutely. It's not like a one-time. No. The thing here is, we want you to be proactive in your campaign, Brian, because – at the end of the day, it's not like a one-way street. It's a two-way street, right? So, make sure that you're active and you're actually, involved, especially in the beginning stages. Then once it's all set, then it's just going to be on autopilot, right? Everything's going to run for itself. And then when you do get your license and insurance, one of the things that I always tell my clients is get on that sponsored section. That's a game changer. $13 to $20 bucks a week for your industry. That's a steal. I usually see I'm surprised because you're in Florida. Usually Florida is pretty expensive, but I see in California, lawn care, landscaping, all that good stuff, hardscape, pavers and all that other stuff. And they're charging about $75 to $80 a lead. So for it to be $13 to $20 bucks, that's not bad at all. And, in your state. Which is great.
Yeah.
That was very surprising to see, but that's something that you would go down the line to really upgrade when you do have. And actually, just I'm looking at the back office right now, the requirements. And the cool thing is, you don't need a license; you just need insurance to qualify for that platform.
That's good because that's what I was gonna go get.
Yeah, so you wouldn't need a license. So you could always do that down the road. The number one thing here is just getting the programming in, and then Google would obviously take in an application down the road, and then you'd be able to get on that Google Verified at no given moment. So which is really good. The number that we're on and it's on your Google Business profile, is that the number you want your clients to call you on? Is that or Is that correct?
Yeah. So, yeah. Just one more question. So, like, with the Google business, I would have to, like, just for the, whenever you look up my name on Google, it shows the profile pictures, like the picture of the map. Like, for me to change, I have to go through and customize all that, or do you guys also do that?
No,
or, like,
we do that. All we would do is send you an email, a link to an email where you could just upload the pictures from your phone there. That's it, and we do the rest. Absolutely. Yeah, you're not going to sit there and waste your time doing that. You're going to service your clients. So, yeah, we do all the legwork for you. You know, that's where you, you know, here's the thing. I have an acre of land, right? So I just bought a home in May. An acre of land, just if you could imagine, that's a pretty big piece of property, right? So, you know, I could sit there and you know, kind of do my own backyard. But guess what? On Saturday or Sunday, I spend time doing things with my family. So I hire a landscaper to do that. It makes sense. Like, I'm not going to sit there for 3-4 hours. Can I do it? Of course I can, right? Do I want to do it?
Yeah.
No. Do I have time to do it? No. So in this case, you know, we want you to focus on the clients that are coming in because you're going to get busy. And then let us focus on the marketing aspect of things. So that way, you know, this is going to pay for itself. Because at the end of the day, once again, marketing, if you're spending money on marketing, it's got to pay for itself. If it's not paying for itself, what's the whole point of, you know what I mean? There's no point of, like, having that in place. Make sense?
So $299 a month includes all the ads, right? Just to clarify, includes all the ads. There's no other fees or, like?
Absolutely not. There's no other fees? No, absolutely not. There's no hidden charges. There's no fees. If you get 30, 50 clients, these are clients are yours, right? Now, once you have your liability, and what they're, just so you know, for future reference, right? Like, once we get you going with this, they're asking for a minimum of $250 in liability, which is nothing. You know, that's like, you know, usually people get more than that, but $250, that's like the lower tier, which is good.
Hey.
So you don't even have to spend like $1 million on like anything, right? Usually it's like $500K or.
You're right. It's a
million. You know, so, but it's very good. You know what I mean? So.
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought I was talking to somebody.
No, you're good.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Yeah. And then, so,
go ahead. Go ahead.
No, it's just verifying information from the business here. You know, that one of the things we're going to do for you is we're going to hide your address because you actually have your address online and we don't want people to go in your house.
Yeah.
You're at the 3124 Swamps Trail, right?
Right.
Yeah, so I don't think you want, like, a client going to your house, right?
No.
Okay, so no worries. We'll be able to hide that for you, so that way it just shows where you're located, but not your, you know, your address. So we don't want people to go there. And I also see the name of your business, BV Landscapes LLC. That's all, like, in capital letters. Is that how you want it, correct?
Probably not, actually. Maybe just the BZL and then the LLC. But everything else can be lowercase, I think, would look a little bit better, maybe.
Actually, you know, it doesn't look bad at all. I mean, BV Landscapes LLC looks good. I was just wondering, like, if you, you know, if, like, you wanted that to be, you know, like, in the uppercase. It looks good.
Well, for some reason.
Yeah, go ahead.
For some reason, I thought that it had to be uppercase, so.
No, it doesn't.
But if it could be lowercase. If it could be lowercase, it might look better like that. But yeah, you guys can do all that after I pay and everything. So.
Yeah, of course. I was just putting notes for our technician here. And then, so I have a quick question. As far as an email for the business, and I don't see one on your website. What's a good email so we can send your invoice and everything as well?
It'd be BV, the number 4. land@gmail.com.
Okay, @gmail.com. Okay, so I got that. Yep, Google verified it. We have a system that verifies emails. And then I see that your hours of operation already listed there from 8 to 8, which is really good. And then you also put it Monday through Sunday, which is really good. So you don't know how many people listed from 8 to 4. But people don't get off of work, you know, until like 5 or 6 sometimes. So
that's
a game changer. And like, you don't know how many opportunities are missing. So that's really good there that I see. And then as far as like the services you want to come up for. So obviously landscape, lawn care, but is there any other like specific services you really want to come up for when people are typing in those searches on Google?
I mean, lawn care is really what I want to target at the moment, but
okay.
Landscaping kind of just covers everything that I can do. Like, could you just put landscaping in and more like pine straw? I mean, no, I guess the main things I do, you just call it landscaping. It's not like I do tree removal or crop removal or anything like that. So landscaping kind of, I think that's fine.
Okay.
Pressure washing maybe.
Yeah. Oh, you wanted to come up for pressure washing as well?
Yeah, you can put pressure washing.
Okay, yeah, so what we're going to do is we have Google Analytics, so we go into the Google's back office to make sure what people are actually searching. So we're not just going to guess, right? We're going to have a technician figure out exactly how people are searching so you have the best results. So the reason why I ask these questions is, yeah, so we want to make sure, yeah, absolutely. But at the end of the day, I just wanted to ask if there's any other service that doesn't encompass, like, lawn care, landscaping, like pressure washing, that's one of them. Anything else that you've come up that comes to mind that you do, or is it just that?
No, I think that'd be it. I don't want to diverse too much. It kind of looks kind of
okay.
Tacky, so.
Cool. No worries.
Honestly, if you would delete the pressure washing, I think that just looks kind of too diverse. And I'm kind of like people think I'm, yeah, you get what I'm saying.
No, I see what you mean. That's not an issue. I could do that. And then if you want to add that, you can always add that at any given moment, right? And we can get that those keywords programmed in. So that's not an issue. This is just for our technician to do their homework, okay? Far as, like, specific areas, obviously you're in Tallahassee, but how far are you willing to travel for new clients, would you say?
I got a couple of days in the summertime that I'm going to be doing. It's called Monticello Day, so you can just put if anybody else needs help in Monticello. Honestly,
would
probably be my other go-to.
Okay, gotcha. All right. So, but primarily, what would you say, like a maybe, I don't know, 40, 50-mile radius? Or, you know, that way we can have
some time. Mm-hmm. I'd say
40. 40-mile radius. Okay, I'll put that here. So that, yeah, because we don't want, you know, someone's looking for your services and they're like 2 hours, you know. Why?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we don't want you to go out there for no reason, especially with gas and all that crazy stuff, depending on what you're carrying. So it can be crazy for the business. Okay. And then as far as give me 1 second. So you're not currently licensed in a tree, which is not an issue. Okay. That's something that you're planning to do down the line, which is good. And then as far as any other platforms, I wasn't able to see anything like on Yelp or anything like that. You don't have anything else online, right, that I'm missing besides the Facebook and your just your website and your Google Business profile, right?
I've actually got a Yelp biz.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And then that's it. Yeah, that should be it.
Got it. Okay. Yep. All right. I'll do I see the Yelp now. Okay. Yep, I see that, which is good. That's actually one of the first things that pops up when I do a deep dive, which is good. Okay. And then we'll get your retargeting ads through the Facebook for this as well. So that's good. And then your website, I like your website. So one thing, you know, a suggestion is just, you know, whenever you get a chance, add a gallery section so people can look at your before and afters. That's going to be super, 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 important. That's just, from the people that see success on the internet, that's a go-to because people are very visual. They love to see before and afters, right? That's super important.
That's a good idea.
Just a suggestion, right? I always like to give suggestions more. A lot of people don't like it because they're very, I don't know, like prideful or stuck in their ways. But at the end of the day, it's like, hey, if it's going to help you generate more business, that's what the key here is. It's not to judge you, but it's right?
I'm young, and I need all the help I can get.
Yeah, and that's the most important thing, and I appreciate that you're being open with this because that, at the end of the day, just shows that you want to grow your business and you really want to really get those clients coming in.
Oh, yeah.
Well, most people are very kind of close-minded when it comes to stuff like that, and, you know, I've seen businesses fail because of that. They don't want to change the way that they're doing things, you know, especially those guys that are, like, stuck on word of mouth and it's like, oh, my business is word of mouth. Okay, you know, who nowadays talks to their neighbors? I mean,
yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, right.
I keep to myself. You know,
that's true.
So, right? Yeah. Think about it. You know, it's just the way the world is. Everything's digitalized now. So, I don't even call my, I mean, I call my parents, but it's like, I don't, you know. Oh, geez. It's crazy how things are, but anyhow. Oh, I'll get to see them next week for Christmas.
Yeah.
That'll be nice.
That's awesome.
All right, so I got a lot of these things already here for our technician, which is really, really good. And then what we do is we read what's called a 90-second voice verification. This is just to let you know that we have you at a discounted price and we have to waive your setup fee. Well, I got an approval code, so it all it says is today's date, which is good. Usually I put that into the system and it removes your setup fee. So usually setup fee is $99. In this case, I'm completely waiving it. So that we're going to specify this in the voice verification. And then we have to have an onboarding call with our technician as well, right? So one of the things I wanted to mention is you're not bilingual by chance, right? It's asking here in the system. No Spanish?
Married? Oh, yeah, no. Just
okay, gotcha. Okay, cool. You're like, poquito. Okay. All right, so I'll put that here just in case, you know, you have, like, you know, speak Spanish, we can run Spanish ads as well, which it does happen out there, but in your case, it's not, which is okay. All right, so I'm plugging in that discount here to completely waive the setup fee, which is good. And then, let's see, taking a look at a couple things here. Okay, so we got everything here for the most part. So in order to secure the $299, what would you like to use, the Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
I think it's a MasterCard.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and take that. I'll repeat it for you, and then I'll read that verification. You're also going to receive your invoice. Once you get the invoice, please keep that because any marketing that you spend, any money that you spend on marketing, that's a tax write-off for the business as well, right? So just, I don't know if you're aware of that.
No, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So
all this, the whole $299 should be a tax write-off, right?
Absolutely.
So I was
going
to use my business. I was gonna use my business debit card.
Yeah, you use that, and it's a tax write off 100%. So every month that you're spending, we're gonna send you an invoice and keep those. So when you do your taxes, boom, everything on marketing 100% tax write off, which is really good. A lot of people don't think about that, but that's something I always you know, kind of have people keep in mind, right? So it's very important.
I only use my business debit card. I don't go spending my own money.
There you go. Yeah, most definitely. So you said a MasterCard, so usually it starts with the 5, and then I'll repeat it for you for accuracy.
All right, so you want me to – am I going ahead and pay?
Yeah. We're going to secure the listing for the $299, and then I'll get you your invoice, and I'll read that verification for your invoice as well.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it. All right, 5581-0440. Hold on. 6573-3051.
Okay.
What else do you need? The
expiration. Yeah, well, expiration month and year and 3 digits. Yeah. All right,
so 12.7 and then 252.
Okay.
So it's gonna be a total of $299, right?
Yeah, $299. Yeah. Right now you get your invoice, and then obviously before we disconnect, and then we're going to have an onboarding call, whether you have time today or tomorrow. Then we'll look into their calendar and your calendar and figure out what works. I'll repeat the numbers for accuracy, that just to make sure I got the right one. It's I got 5581-0440-6473-3051. Is that correct?
It's 6573.
Okay. I don't know why I put 6-4. Okay. All right, and then December 2027 and 252, correct?
Yep.
Okay, gotcha. And then go ahead.
It's going to be just every, okay, so it's going to be a month from today is the next payment, and then it's just going to be constant, right?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's correct. It would be on the 17th. Mm-hmm. And then one of the things I wanted to ask is we have a security question. Just when we call in for, you know, for any updates and, you know, just to make sure that you're getting a call from us and not these other companies, we do have a security question, and then you get to choose from three main questions. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like to have as a security question?
Let's do the Let's do my mother's maiden name.
Okay, cool. Okay, so what is your mother's maiden name?
Christy Varielli.
Okay, do you want to just stick with Christy? Just no
yeah.
one's really going to know.
Yeah.
Okay, Christy. So is it with the just C-H-R-I-S-T-Y?
C-H-R-I-S-T-I-E.
I-E, gotcha, okay. All right, I got that. So if anybody calls, once again, and they're saying, hey, you know, it's local Splash, they should know the question, right? Security question, your mother's maiden name, and they should know the answer, which is Christy, which is good, okay? All right, so I'll read this 90-second voice verification. If there's anything you don't understand, you can always, like, say, hey, Chris, can you re-explain that to me, and then I'll be able to, clarify it for you. Let me know if you have questions. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call is recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
BZ Landscapes.
Okay. Now, please state your name and the title within the business.
The owner, Brian Vollertson.
Okay, thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
All right, great. Now, it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, emails from Local Splash when necessary?
Yes.
Okay. Now, great. Now, as a result of increased visibility, you may be advised that you may be receiving calls from other companies unrelated to Local Splash. So what we did is we gave you that security question just in case, you know, they're saying we're Local Splash, you know, and so forth. Okay. So just letting you know,
right.
It could be an imitator. Anybody that's from Local Splash should definitely have that information. So just letting you know. Okay, great. And then it also says, you already got your verified, which is good. So we don't have to go through that process. And then your payment for the initial term and account setup, is at a discounted rate. So we waived your setup fee of $99 and it's $299. So you can discontinue your agreement at any time by calling client support. And then what I did is I sent you a couple text messages right now with our company did. You should have received an invoice and a welcome email. Did you get those by chance?
Have your invoice, yes.
Okay, great. So that's, once again, that's your invoice for the, the marketing as far as taxes. And then I'm sending you my direct contact. So my name is Chris Hernandez. And then I'm sending you my number right now. It's our 877 number. If you need to get a hold of me, you can always reach out to my extension, which is 247. So I texted that to you. I don't know if you were able to get that by chance.
I got him.
Okay, great. Just want to make sure you got that. And then you're good to go on that. And then one of the things that we want to schedule out is the onboarding call with one of our technicians. So let me check a look at their calendar, and then obviously make sure it coincides with your calendar so that way we're able to get you that onboarding call. Let me see. Okay, so pulling it up now. And I do have availability for today, but the times that I have is 5 and 5:30. That's the only time I have today, and I have a wide open calendar for tomorrow from 10:30 a.m. all the way until 6:30 p.m. I don't know what works.
All right, let me do 5:30 today.
You'll do 5:30 today? Okay, so I'll put you down for 5:30. And I'm sending you a calendar invite right now just so you can have it to your email so that way you know it's you have that client onboarding later on. So it'll say Local Splash CI, which is client interview. It's just, I don't know why they name it that, but it's just a client onboarding call. So don't worry about the verbiage. All right. So I'm sending that to you right now. And then one of the things I also wanted to ask you was, one second. Got that. Let's see. Yep. Okay. So I just sent it. Let me know if you got it. It should be in your inbox now.
Okay. Let me look and see. Yep. Yeah, I got a Welcome to the Local Slash. Yep. Is that what you're talking about?
There's one that it's an onboarding call. It says client interview. It might be in your. Yeah.
Okay. Give me a second. I don't see it yet. Maybe it just takes a second.
It might be in like your junk mail or something, because we haven't had correspondence. Maybe it's through a system called Calendly. It's a system that.
Yeah, I don't see it in my.
Okay, should be there.
Oh, anyway. I see it.
Okay, you see it? Okay, good. Okay, cool.
Yeah, it was in my trash.
I know.
Spam.
It's crazy, right? There you go. So yeah, it happens. Now it should be in your. Okay.
Yeah, I see it. Okay, so you guys are going to call me at 5:30.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. That's for the client onboarding call. Yep. It's just a reminder,
awesome.
Basically. Yep.
And
then your last name. I know, well, I saw this online. I just, they tell me not to always go for what I see online, but I just want to make sure your last name is spelled correctly. V like in Victor, OllerTsen. Is that correct?
Yep. That's right.
Okay, cool. I just want to make sure. And then, obviously, your first name is just Brian. Okay. So I just want to make sure I have that correctly, because I know I saw it online, but I wasn't able to wanted to confirm before I just, assume, right?
Yeah.
Well, we got everything already taken care of for the most part. I put as many notes as possible for our technician. If anything else comes up, you can always bring it up to your technician's attention. I'll be here as well if you need me. But everything's pretty much set. Once we get a programming, then we're going to be in good standing. Then one of the things I highly recommend is once you start getting traction with this, then getting into the Google Verified, which is the paper lead. I'm telling you, that's going to be a game changer, especially in your area. And those are guaranteed verified leads. That's going to be awesome. So once you get
this
that
is a
going.
Good start, Beth.
Oh, absolutely. You got it. So the way that I see it, it's like a ladder. You know, you got to start with the first steps and then from there.
Right.
Get to the top. So, you know, but you're doing the right thing. I mean, having the website for your business, having your Google business profile, having things already, you know, that's a huge win and a huge plus. A lot of clients that I talk to, once again, they're super hard-headed and they're like, they just don't understand the digital world. Think about it. Everything's digital,
well,
so they're like old school.
Yeah. The thing that I think it is I think they're probably scared that you're a scam. But, yeah, a lot of people are not open-minded, but...
Yeah.
It's scary at first because I get a lot of spam. I get a lot of spam calls.
As you should. And,
Not spam, scams.
Scams, yeah. And as you should. And one of the things that I always like doing is, you know, is showing people who we are. So I set up our Google partnership, our Google business profile, everything. Like, so there's nothing that, you know, obviously you can falsify that on Google. And then, you know, we have our address online too. So it's just like, we've been in business since 2004. So 20 years in the game. So yeah, I could see how people could think that way, but no, I'm talking about the older generation where they're just like, no, everything's word of mouth. And I got my business cards. Like, I don't even remember the last time I had a business card handed to me.
Very
rare, but you know, for the most part, once
that's
again,
that's a good opportunity for me because
Right. So with you, you have a mind where you're younger, you understand how this works. I mean, you use Google all day, every day. So, you know, if you use it, it's something that's got to work, right? So, you know, understanding that's a huge advantage to any new business. And then what happens is sometimes those people, they see the businesses that are not like, profiting, you know, they're like, well, what's going on? I'm like, well, you need to get with the program. need to get with the new times. And that's what it is. But I'm glad you took a step forward to this. And once again, thank you for taking the time out of your day to meet with me. And then once again, we have that call later on at 5:30 to get your onboarding call with our technician. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you. We'll talk soon, Brian. Have a good rest of your day.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.